upholding scientific research and discovery in respect, as we should, we must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captain of a scientific, technological elite.
We've signed a climate convention on the importance of economic instruments and free markets. We're included in this mammoth Agenda 21 document and the Rio Declaration. Now, let me be clear on one fundamental point. The United States fully intends to be the world's preeminent leader in protecting the global environment.
Coming up, Technocracy News. This is Patrick Wynn for Technocracy News and Trends. Today is April 2nd, 2019. Welcome to the broadcast today. It's always just around the corner, but it never arrives. Prophets of climate doom like Al Gore and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are almost laughable, except that so many people continue to be lured by their siren call of global warming. The title of the story is "The Climate Apocalypse Keeps Getting Postponed." You'll appreciate the cartoon at the top of the story. AOC is holding a sign that says the world will end in 12 years. And she's exclaiming in bold red letters, "Run! Run!" Meanwhile, a figure of Chicken Little to the right is carrying her sign, "The sky is falling." Of course, we all know the story of Chicken Little. And Chicken Little is thinking as she's looking at AOC and her sign, "And they call me crazy." Well, that's a good mental picture of what's going on here. The article starts out and says, "In recent years, the controversial subject of global warming and a potential climate disaster has received a lot of media attention. There are progressive politicians who are now arguing that unless profound changes in public policy are made to reduce worldwide carbon emissions, we may face an impending worldwide climate-related catastrophe." Former president and aspirant and vice president Al Gore was one of the first national personalities to raise the subject of global warming and the potentiality of any impending climate-related catastrophe with the release of his Oscar-winning documentary, An Inconvenient Truth, in 2006. And needless to say, the article goes on, just about everything Al Gore ever said and predicted has never come to pass. And this is the way it has been with climate change and global warming ever since the climate fanatics started crowing about it. It's always just around the corner. But just around the corner never appears. You'd think after a while people would just say, you know, how long can you continue to cry wolf until nobody believes you anymore? I'm not sure, but people continue to believe AOC, especially young people, I might add, because they don't know any better. The next story is almost laughable as well. The title reads, "Google's AI Ethics Council in Disarray After 1 Week." Well, here's the backstory. Google had decided, because of its AI ethical concerns about helping China, for instance, with creating a scientific dictatorship, that it would create an independent outside ethics council to help management with issues surrounding the ethical boundaries of what they do. And that sounds like a noble thing to do, but they announced a number of people that would be part of this council. And after 1 week, the council is in complete disarray. The Ethics Council in disarray. So I wrote, "Chaos reigns as Google employees, management, and even outsiders have taken it upon themselves to act like a Senate confirmation committee where they choose or deny who sits on the ethics panel." And this is exactly what's happened. The article states, in less than a week, the council is already falling apart, a development that that may jeopardize Google's chance of winning more military cloud computing contracts. Just amazing. Employee activism, it says, on equal pay for women, sexual harassment, AI ethics, and doing business in China has roiled Google over the past year. The protests have been effective. The company pulled out of a deal with the U.S. military to build object recognition technology for drones, prompting criticism from politicians, including Donald Trump. Google changed its policies after thousands of workers walked off their jobs to protest how the company deals with sexual harassment complaints. Well, I guess it's business as usual. When you mention Google in the same phrase as ethics, it almost kind of brings up an oxymoron, doesn't it? Well, I hope they do better the second time around with this than they have the first, because right now it doesn't look like there's going to be an ethics discussion at Google. The last article posted today has to do with the state of Illinois and their oh-so-tough laws on facial recognition technology. I say that sarcastically. The headline is, Sony's robot dog is banned in Illinois over facial recognition. Now, Sony's little robot dog, cute little thing that it is named Aibo, A-I-B-O, and it will set you back almost $3,000 if you decide to buy one of these dogs, but they're a robot dog, and they behave a lot like a normal dog. They can actually recognize various owners or the people in the household and do tricks and learn some of the preferences that the masters have. But because Aibo has a camera in its nose that can recognize the people in the house, Sony is blocked from selling it in Illinois. Well, this brings up a little more to the story. Illinois, as it turns out, blocks facial recognition technology for private industry, but interestingly, not for government or police. And I'm going to read a couple of lines out of the bill, which I was compelled to go and get a hold of. The bill was passed 10 years ago, but the way it's worded is very interesting. But the fact is, the various devices that have cameras, like home security cameras that have facial recognition technology, it must either be turned off or it cannot be sold in Illinois. That's just the way state law is written. A Sony support page titled, Why is Aibo Not for Sale in Illinois? Simply says, due to state regulations and policies, the Aibo robotic companion is not for sale or use in Illinois. In order to mimic the behavior of an actual pet, an Aibo device will learn to behave differently around different people. To enable this recognition, Aibo conducts a facial analysis of those it observes through its cameras. This facial recognition data may constitute biometric information under the law of Illinois, which places specific obligations on parties collecting biometric information. Thus, we decided to prohibit purchase and use of Aibo by residents of Illinois. Well, that includes everybody else that has facial recognition or biometric recognition as part of their camera offering. The law in Illinois is actually quite interesting. It's called the Biometric Information Privacy Act, 740-ILCS, and it was passed apparently in 2008. It's a short bill, but I had to read down to the bottom. That's where all the fine print is usually contained. And here's what we find. Section C, or point C here, says, nothing in this act shall be deemed to apply in any manner to a financial institution or an affiliate of a financial institution that is subject to Title V of the Federal Graham-Leach-Bliley Act of 1999 and the rules promulgated thereunder. D, nothing in this act shall be construed to conflict with the private detective, private alarm, Private Security, Fingerprint Vendor, and Locksmith Act of 2004, and the rules promulgated thereunder. E. Nothing in this act shall be construed to apply to a contractor, subcontractor, or agent of a state agency or local unit of government when working for that state agency or local unit of government. The bottom line is, the government and anybody working for the government can do all they want to do with biometric capture and distribution. But if you're an independent company that is just doing your own thing and selling doorbells with cameras in them, or cameras that sit inside your home to monitor your home, all of those are excluded. You get the idea who might have been behind this bill in the first place. It probably was, number one, the government, of course, where they protected themselves. But number two, all of the private alarm companies and private security firms, fingerprint vendors, it says, et cetera, all of those companies probably lobbied for this bill like crazy. Keep all of those interlopers out of our state. We have a monopoly, and we don't want any competition. So you need to read these laws that come up like this, where they say they're being really tough on biometric capture of your picture, without your permission, of course. Well, with or without. You need to read down into it and find out what it really says. Because in most cases, you'll find things like what we have here in Illinois. The state is completely unlimited in what it can do. It's just the private companies that are blocked. Well, if you haven't had a chance to check out technocracy.news, I encourage you to go over there and do so. Get on the mailing list so you can receive a daily update of stories posted. We're well over 3,000 stories now, completely categorized and indexed on the website. It's a treasure trove for anybody that wants to research technocracy and various elements of technocracy. Also, if you haven't had an opportunity to read one or two of my books on technocracy, the latest one is a good one to start with. The title of that book is Technocracy, The Hard Road to World Order. It's available in Kindle format. It's available in print as well on Amazon.com. And it's available, of course, on technocracy.news. If you purchase a book through technocracy.news, I'd love to send out autographed copies, and I'd be happy to send one to you. If you choose to purchase multiple books to give away to friends or legislators or other people in your community, I have a very steep discount schedule on technocracy.news for the books. You can't get that on Amazon, but I can, because I buy books at wholesale, of course. And if you buy 10 books or more, you will receive a 50% discount. That's typically more than even a bookstore would get if they purchased a box of 50 books. Well, that's all for today. I'm Patrick Wood for Technocracy News and Trends. Have a great day.